before the court this morning, matter of the United States of America versus Brian Higgins. This is case number 3-18 CR 186. The court has convened this matter to hear a motion to withdraw as counsel and request for a Faretta hearing filed by counsel for Mr. Higgins, Ms. Sack, and Mr. Loftman. Please enter their appearance for the record.
Good morning, Your Honor. Brent Tabachi and my trial partner, Ralph Painter, on behalf of the United States.
Good morning, Your Honor. On behalf of Brian Higgins, Tamara Sack, and Paul Loftman. Thank you.
Okay, and the court would also note that Mr. Higgins is present. As I indicated, this matter comes before the court for the purposes of hearing this motion. The matter is being conducted here in open court on the record pursuant to the court's findings that this matter requires in the interest of justice being held in open court after weighing heavily the need to reduce the courthouse traffic in the interest of public health. The courthouse traffic is minimal at this time due to no other judicial proceedings occurring here in the federal courthouse, as well as the great majority of other building tenants being closed for business. The court further finds there are no objections to this process or requests to conduct the matter virtually, and that there were no waivers of the defendant's right to be present in court or with counsel. The court is conducting the hearing in courtroom 2 of the courthouse, which is outfitted with plexiglass shielding, and all participants in the courtroom are required to wear face masks, coverings, and maintain social distancing unless addressing the court. All participants have been screened at a minimum by temperature check. These proceedings are being conducted in compliance with the requirements of the CDC, the state of Ohio, and the general orders of the Southern District of Ohio. All right. As indicated, we are here for the purposes of inquiring or hearing a motion to withdraw as counsel by Ms. Sack and Mr. Loftman from representation of Mr. Higgins. Also, there's a request for a Faretta hearing. I guess the first question I would have is that the motion does indicate that Mr. Higgins did notify counsel that he wishes to terminate their representation and proceed pro se. I guess based upon that, Mr. Higgins, my inquiry of you upon the record is, are you joining this motion?
Your Honor, there have been
you can remain seated.
Okay. I am not, Your Honor.
You're not joining the motion, so no, you don't want them to withdraw.
I do not, Your Honor.
Okay. So be it. So, Ms. Sack.
Your Honor, up until now, I wasn't aware of that. Notwithstanding my greeting, Mr. Higgins, this morning, he did not mention that. So,
I can elaborate, Your Honor, if you'd like.
All right, we'll let him elaborate.
Thank you.
Your Honor, my counsel gave me several questions that you may be asking of me during a Faretta hearing. I then got, I went on Amazon and I got a law book for dummies, and I didn't see a Faretta hearing in this book, nor did I see how to choose a jury, some of the questions that she said you would be asking. Therefore, I don't
That's
feel...
That's just a few of the questions I'm going to...
Right. Therefore, I don't feel like I have the capacity to represent myself in this matter.
All right. Thank you. So, Ms. Sack and Mr. Loftman, do you, you want to converse with each other for a minute, or do you have a position here based upon what Mr. Higgins has said?
If we could, Judge.
All right.
Thank you.
Do you need a recess for a minute or two? All right.
Your Honor, it goes without saying that Mr. Loftman and I take the profession very seriously. We take our appointment very seriously. And, of course, we will continue to remain on as counsel for Mr. Higgins and continue to represent him to the best of our abilities.
All right.
Your Honor, may we have about a 5-minute recess with the court's indulgence? just to figure out maybe going forward how we're going to proceed.
Sure. Yeah, because I do want to talk a little bit with the party, Mr. Higgins and council, a little bit more. Obviously, the fact that Mr. Higgins has indicated his position and the position of the council for Mr. Higgins indicating that they will continue his representation, obviously, the court's agenda has changed a little here, so I'll give you we'll recess for 5 minutes and then come back on the record. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.